Hey, what's up? This is Tyler G of Batman Figs on Instagram, and I'm here to let you know a little bit about Zavvi, Z-A-V-V-I. They are your one-stop place to go to for anything pop culture related, anything from clothes to games, Blu-rays to action figures. If you want any of that, Zavvi is your one-stop shop. From Marvel, DC, to anything else, Harry Potter, Kill Bill, they got it all. Use code Tyler20 for 20% off all clothes, or code Tyler10 for 10% off anything else store-wide. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Welcome to the Tyler G Show, episode number 13. It's been a crazy week in terms of news, especially if you are a DC fan. So we're going to just get right into everything. But first, we got to thank all the sponsors that make this show possible. And first, a big thank you to Skillshare. I talk about them a lot, and that's because they are a great service. And especially if you have 2 free months of Skillshare. Not only that, but they're giving me 2 free months to give to you of Skillshare Premium. And in 2 months, you could do a lot and learn a lot, especially like if you're into photography. What I wanted to do when I looked at it was look at things like visual storytelling, lighting, just all the little tips and tricks that you could need to become a better photographer or anything else in life. So if you want to take advantage of Skillshare, 2 free months of Skillshare Premium. Link is in the description box below, and I'll have a link to all of these guys, all of these companies below, so you can take advantage of the deals. The next thing is big thank you to Diorama Prints. I talk about them a lot. They're a new diorama company. They make things like this. Like, this is an armory, and they come with 3 walls, a floor, or 2 walls and a floor. Here's a Roswell alien. Sorry for those listening on the podcast and not watching on video. But they not only do they have these ones, they have 5 different versions right now that you could go and buy at link below. But they have ones that are available now for pre-order that you could also check out. And I just got word before the show, actually, that they sent me some samples. So I should have them sometime next week. And you could take a look and see just what those are and what they look like and how you could possibly incorporate them with the collection that you have. So check them out. Also, Hiya Toys. I talked about them before, and they are a company that you get a normal 6-inch. There's a normal 6-inch figure, good articulation from Mattel, and here is the Hiya Toys, and it is a highly detailed 3¾-inch figure, and it actually has like double knee joints and everything. So it's actually good articulation for the amount of size it is. Plus, they do a lot of detail on the sculpt and everything too. So here's like the Flash. And right now they have like a DC Injustice line. And they sent out as well a little notice saying that they're sending over a box of goodies. So I can't wait to see what those are. But they actually come with a lot of accessories too for how tiny they are. Like Flash has a lot of little electric stuff. Joker has the tiniest little deck of cards. It's pretty cute, actually. If you call anything that the Joker has cute, the little deck of cards is pretty funny. Numbskull Designs, okay? They have a vast array of different items as well, and one of the things that they sent over is their rubber ducky. They're called Cosplaying Ducks, and I'll have a link below where you can take a look at all this. And they have a bunch of different lines of these. They have video game line, they have Batman, they have I think they might have Marvel, but they have a horror one that they just came out with. So you could take a check, you could take a look and check all those out at the link below. Zavvi UK, I'm wearing a Zavvi shirt right now. This is from their Jurassic Park line. And they have basically clothes for any type of movie you could ever think of. The new one that they just came out with is a Goonies collection, which is pretty cool. And they actually have shoes for the first time as well. And it's like a specially designed shoe to go along with the Goonies theme. And I should have samples of that stuff soon. But if you want to take advantage of it now, you can use the link below. And if you use code Tyler20 on any clothing items you buy, you get an additional 20% off. So if it's on sale already, like a lot of their summer sale stuff, you can use my code and get an additional 20% off clothes. And if you want to get an additional 10% off anything else store-wide, like action figures, anything like that, Blu-rays, posters, anything, because they have it all, you'll get an additional 10% off. And then Soap Studios. Soap Studios, they are a soft goods 112 action figure company. They also make a bunch of different style toys, but here's their soft good Bruce Wayne. And they actually tagged me in a post, and I put it in my story too, because they definitely are listening to the show. And they put up, after I talked about how I'm not sure when I'd be getting a sample because they're still working on it, they posted a picture of them with all their little references and pictures of Christian Bale, Batman from The Dark Knight, in his suit as cross-reference, and they're looking at the figure, and their caption was, "Every detail matters," and they also showed the Catwoman. The Catwoman looks actually really cool. I'm not even a big fan of Anne Hathaway, but it looks great for what they're doing on it. Okay, I believe that's it. So if you want to check out any of those guys below, in the description box, hit that link. I'll also have my Instagram so you can take a look at any photos that I'll have of any of the products and all that good stuff. Okay, so fig news. First, before we get into the major big news, I'll just talk about a little bit of the stuff that's in terms of figure news, what's up on Big Bad Toy Store's front page right now, available to order or pre-order. And they have some new Power Rangers stuff, and it looks like Goldar is back up to pre-order if you missed them the first time they released them. They have a lot of 1-6 stuff. That looks like they have a 112 Raiden. Is that from Storm Collectibles Raiden? So that's probably going to be very nice. Very nice. They still have the McFarlane White Knight stuff up. If you want to get it, they have the Star Wars Black Series figures up in stock. And they have Anakin from Attack of the Clones. They have a Boba Fett 1-1 scale wearable helmet. They got the droids that are a different color from Attack of the Clones. They got the Sith Trooper, which, I mean, it would have been cool to see a Sith Trooper like shoot lightning from his hands or something like that, but oh well. I guess they're just red. Let's see, what else do they got on their pre-order? 1/18 scale. Oh, that's what I was talking about with Hiya Toys. I think this is what they're sending me over, some Predator stuff. So I could do some Batman vs. Predators, maybe. But yeah, man, they look very nice. You should check those out if you are a Predator fan. Okay, if you need masks, they have different kinds of masks as well, and they're the kind that you pull up that kind of look like a turtleneck. And I know I need a new mask because mine recently just broke. There's this really cool thing from Storm Collectibles, where it's Gold Axe Skeleton Soldiers 1/12 scale, and they look a lot like this old stop motion film where this guy fights skeletons. And they're awesome. I might need to get them, because how often does a company release a skeleton with articulation, at least at 1/12 scale? I've seen a lot of 1/18 scale skull. I think for what are those, the hacks, something hacks. Oh well. Now I'm just rambling. So now to the big news, and that is that, and I'm sure if you're a DC fan, you heard it, that DC Direct / DC Collectibles is officially no more. Now, that is, I mean, as much as I've ragged on them before for certain things, it's pretty devastating. It's weird to think that a company like that could feel like it's been around for so long, and you just feel like it's always going to be there, all of a sudden just gone, disappear. And not only that, but I feel even worse for the people, because we're in a pandemic, in case you didn't know, and it's already tough enough for people with jobs, and then it's even worse and a lot tougher for people that don't know if they have a job, if they're furloughed, they don't know if they're going to be able to go back to work. And it's even worse if you get fired.
And I mean, and where are these people supposed to go? And it's like, so I'm disabled. I had 3 back surgeries. I had 2 spinal fusions. My first spinal fusion surgery, the doctor nicked my spine and gave me permanent nerve damage. So I have to be on a special nerve medication that prevents, you know, me having shooting pain go up and down my leg all day, all night. So I had to file for disability, and that took over 3 years just to be seen in court and ruled that yes, he is disabled. And it's even worse, I imagine, especially at this point in time, for those people to have to file for unemployment and have to wait who knows how long before they see any kind of money. So in the meantime, they're not even sure if they're going to be able to pay rent or get kicked out. So I feel horrible for those people, especially because I'm sure this was a dream job for them, working at DC Comics and getting to design toys and work with toys and work with characters that are iconic. That sucks. That absolutely sucks. And I couldn't even imagine. And then coming to the collector point of view, I mean, I don't know if we're going to see any of the action figures except for the people that got them. I don't know if we're going to, I mean, in terms of Batman The Adventures Continue, I know that they released some of those figures, but I don't know if that means that the rest are going to be released. I think they said a few of them are supposed to be, like the Armored Batman might still have a chance to see light of day. But I mean, I haven't seen any of them at any comic book store that I've gone to, and I've been looking for them, which it sucks because I don't want to have to pay crazy amount of price to get it aftermarket. And now that DC Comics is no more, or DC Direct is no more, / DC Collectibles, I'm sure that the price is going to go up even more. So, I mean, if you guys know any way of seeing like a Red Hood or Deathstroke or Azrael Batman from Batman The Adventures Continue, help me out. I'll be willing to pay a normal price if you're willing to accept normal price. But I mean, let's see what else we got. If you read there, the moment of time. Oh yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it feels like there's a moment in time where being a DC fan, just even a few weeks ago, it was like the best time to be a DC fan, because you had a Batman animated series comic, The Adventures Continue, but you know, we were all calling it Batman animated series comic. That was going on, and that was really good, and had Paul Dini. There's rumors of, you know, maybe a revival of the animated series show, actually. You had the Snyder Cut just announced, where that, you know, that was huge, and it was a big relief, especially for fans that believe in Snyder and all these other people that were saying, oh, you know, that Snyder Cut doesn't even exist, and now all of a sudden we have it actually happening. And then, you know, we have Wonder Woman 84 coming back. You had the return of Michael Keaton possibly coming back. You had Batfleck coming back, plus you had DC Fandom coming. So it's like we're at a fever pitch, and then you got this terrible news, like, coming out a couple weeks right before Fandom. It's like, that, like, why would you even time it that way as well? There's things about DC and Warner Brothers that just perplex me. I mean, you could just look at something as simple as Zack Snyder's Steppenwolf, where they thought it was too scary, and they just want to change that, and they get involved in everything. So, I mean, I don't see how the new Steppenwolf looks any. I mean, yeah, it annoys me that Warner Brothers does things the way they do it. Because if you're trying to get people hyped and wanting to buy your product, why 2 weeks before a huge DC fandom event, where you're hopefully gonna get like hype people up to want to spend money on your products, like your comics, your action figures? How cool! I mean, it is really sad, and it's even worse the way that we are building up this hype and then just get undercut, like right at the knee, like no more. So I mean outside of the movie news now, I mean, I'm sure we'll get like a trailer for Zack Snyder's Justice League. I'm sure we'll hear about from Val Kilmer the Joel Schumacher Forever Cut.
I'm sure we'll get news on The Flash, and I'm sure we'll get a bunch of movie news, but I thought we didn't get any pictures of DC figures or DC collectible stuff at Comic-Con, because they were going to show it at DC Fandom. I didn't know that they were just not even going to exist anymore. And another thing that it kind of sucks is, you know, DC Direct was actually reliable on being able to get figures, and they were actually really good at distributing figures, and you knew that if you went to a comic book shop at Wednesday morning, you're going to be able to get the newest figure. And that doesn't always happen with, like, McFarlane figures. Sometimes their distribution sucks. Sometimes, you know, you get there a couple minutes too late and a scalper's got the whole wave. And then, or you, like, with Mayfix, I mean, that's the other option we're going to have now. Mayfix and Mezco, where you're going to have to pay $100 just to get one figure. And they're not the kind of companies that take chances. So it's not like we're ever going to get, like a Vixen or a Spoiler, or I mean, they're too afraid to even do a Batwoman. Like, at least with like a Jessica Cruz. Where's Jessica Cruz? Like, at least Mattel made, and at least DC Direct and Mattel, when they had the license, made a bunch of diverse and you know, comic characters from the comics. They didn't just keep making different versions of Batman and Superman, and okay, let's mix Batman with this person, let's mix Batman with the Joker, so that is the one thing that really makes me wonder about and kind of scares me, is that we're probably not getting any too much diverse comic book characters unless they come out with a movie. Like, I'm sure before Birds of Prey, no one would ever make a Huntress figure, and even when it came out, no one did. So, I don't know. It's just the whole thing, the ripple effect it's going to have on action figures is going to be interesting to see what happens. And hopefully McFarlane can step it up and start making a variety of comic book characters and not just Batman. Especially not just Batman characters from the same story. Like, I can understand if it was Batman from a bunch of different Batman stories, but do you have to do every Batman from DC Metals? Like, I'm just not a big fan of that. Alright, so that's the big DC news, and that's the whole thing. It's got me kind of deflated for DC Fandom, but I'm sure as soon as we see the trailer for Zack Snyder's Justice League, everyone's going to be pumped up again. So, I mean, and because there's not a lot of news coming up, and because the news isn't all that great, I don't really have a figure of the week, because, I mean, I don't really have any new figures. I've been trying to switch it up all week. So the new what we're going to do now is just go straight into the BTS episode review, which is a bullet for bullock. Excuse me. Let me get a little swiggle wah. Alright, so we start off by seeing the lovable and always excited Harvey Bullock walking home at night, and all of a sudden we see some lights coming at him, and he's almost ran over by a car. And the next scene, we see that the bat signal is on. Batman gets on the roof and he doesn't see anyone, so he's like asking, "Hey, Gordon but he doesn't see Gordon. He sees Bullock, and he lets him know he needs help. And Batman's just surprised as we are that Bullock is asking him for help. But Bullock also reminds him that he thinks Batman's a menace and he's not the biggest fan, but that he does need help because there's been multiple attempts on his life, and he has no idea or any clue who it could be, because mainly there's so many people that want to take him out or want to hurt him. So Batman agrees to help Bullock as long as he does it by the book. And Batman also says, like, "Well, is anyone after you because you're on the take? Like, you're dirty," trying to imply that he's dirty, and Bullock gets really pissed at that. And says he basically bends the rules sometimes, but overall he's a good cop. So then we see after that meeting, Bullock arrives at his apartment complex, tracking mud all over the lobby and all up the stairs to where he lives. And we see his landlord peeking out, and he gets pissed at Bullock and lets him know basically he needs to clean up his act. Bullock basically treats him like garbage. And then we see that Batman is in the cave doing research on, you know, who could possibly be after Harvey based on what he knows, just doing some light work. And Alfred hears who he's helping, and he's even more shocked than initially Batman. But Batman heads out because he's going to keep an eye on him from afar and just make sure that no one gets him by surprise. So then we see Bullock and Montoya. They're on the trail of some bank robbers. And Bullock and Montoya are on the trail of bank robbers, and they head up to the roof of this building where the bank robbers are, and right before they get injured, Batman shows up and he takes them down, and he arranges to meet with Bullock later so they can talk. Then once they meet up, Batman explains that he thinks, based on his research, that that people are just trying to scare Bullock because basically just want to scare him because they would kill him at home if they wanted to do it outside. So once Harvey meets up with Batman, Batman explains that he thinks the assassin or whoever's after him is just trying to scare him out of town, because he believes that a professional assassin would just kill him at his home. It would be tidier and just be way easier. And from there, we see that while Harvey's out getting coffee and donuts, he's near a train and someone pushes him right on the tracks, and it seems and appears that he's gonna get hit and ran over, but at the last minute he's able to get himself out of the way. And then later Batman calls Harvey and lets him know that a guy that he had history with named Vinny the Shark just got free, and that he could be going after Bullock, so keep an eye out. Bullock, he goes to Summer Gleason, and he's been a jerk before, so he's trying to sweet talk her and be nice, and he asks if he could get her file on Vinny the Shark because he wants some information. And she says that no, she's not going to let him do that because he could just take the file and leave, and she's not supposed to do that anyway. But if he comes back, that they could discuss it. And Harvey decides, you know, okay, and he tells her that that's fine. And then once she leaves, Harvey decides to just sneak in her office and look. And then we go back to Batman, who is able to get Vinny's location after he interrogates a thug. And then after, you know, interrogating him, he starts to think that maybe Vinny isn't after Bullock, but they decide to go after him anyway. Harvey and Batman, they take on some thugs, and they almost get killed. But after a few gas pellets by Batman, he's able to distract them and cloud their vision enough to where Harvey and Batman take everyone down and also capture Vinny. And then back at the police station, we see Vinny being interrogated, and he tells them that he doesn't know anything about any attacks on Bullock, and that anything that happened wasn't from him. So they feel like it's at a loss, and that it's just still a mystery. And then we see Bullock, he's heading home, and when he gets to the porch, he is confronted by a guy in a ski mask. He's trembling and shaking while holding a gun at him. And at the last minute, Batman shows up and he's able to stop the assailant. And then they take off the mask, and it's revealed that it is Harvey's landlord, and that he wanted to kill him because he's so untidy and just treats his landlord like crap, doesn't take him serious. And the landlord had had enough. He wanted to take down Bullock. So that is this week's BTS episode. And now it is time to go into the fan art. Okay, here we are at the fan part of the show, of the fan art. And
There's a picture of actually the figure that's a giveaway of the winner this month, whoever the winner is of the drawing. And remember, if you want to be in the contest, you have to be following me at Batman Figs, following Zavi UK, and tag me in fan art of whatever choosing that you like. So this is a great picture, and this is from the storyline where Batman has a plan in order to take down each superhero in case they get out of control. And someone hacked it and took down all of them. Here's a great Nightwing shot by Sam_ToyGraphy. Here's a cool classic, The Adventures of Batman and Robin Rogues Gallery Pack from Toy DeLorean. A great piece of art by, I don't know if it's by him, but it's posted by WMB Cartoon. And it is from the costumes from Batman vs. Superman. And the quote is from The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller. Really cool pick. Christian Bale by Darth Collector. Very cool shot. And a cool use of different Batmen. There's a DC and Direct Collectibles GameStop exclusive. There's two McFarlanes, a White Knight, and an animated. So that's cool use of different figs. And Raz, a very pimped out Mezco Bruce Wayne with his Wu-Tang chain. Alfred with the fine china. Oh, I didn't say who. That's right, Mezco Holic, the previous winner. Here's a S-Nerdy CPTU with Wolverine taking on the bat. A very cool and classic cover. With Ra's al Ghul, and it looks like Dick Robin got shot right in the stomach. And this is by Strungy_Collectibles with two S's. A very 50s diner-esque looking setup, a diorama with the Batman vs. Ninja Turtles Bat Family crew with Batgirl taking a selfie. And hold on, did I say who that was by? By Nostalgia Del Corto. Then we got a nice image by comic_art_world. A little Bat Family pick. I really like this Red Hood because I like that he carries around a little crowbar. Toys of Arkham with the Batman Begins portrait. Toys of Arkham again with Batman Begins. Spoon Dude 616. The Justice League shot. Look at those soft goods capes. Spoon Dude again with Martian Manhunter. Shredder by Mezco Holic. The NECA figs. The Foot Clan. Toys of Arkham with the Predator. And I think we're back to last week's stuff. Alright, so that is fan art. Remember to get your stuff in. Follow me at Batman Figs and follow at Zavi UK to be entered, and you will win a McFarlane DC Multiverse Batman figure Action Comics 1000. All right. See you next week. How do you know, man?